Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled Countering Deception by Answering Life's Crucial Questions, What Will Happen After We Die? We've now come to the last of our five worldview questions, which is, what will happen to us after we die? What is our eternal destiny? And what difference does it make? What we believe about our eternal destiny derives from what we believe regarding the previous four worldview questions. Unless we're hypocrites, how we answer this final question will highly influence how we live. First, the bad news. God created us in His image so that we can relate to Him as worshipers who draw life and wisdom from Him and fulfill His purposes for us here on earth, which are to be fruitful and multiply and to take dominion over and care for creation. God provided all that we need to live happy, productive, and fruitful lives in fellowship with and dependence upon Him. But that did not satisfy the first humans. They were deceived and lured into choosing to be independent from God, which sadly introduced sin, sickness, bondage, death, and the corruption of the creation and the distortion of God's wonderful plan. Adam's enduring legacy was sin, death, and destruction. God's creation had been marred and His children sentenced to death. Satan had gained the ascendancy and ruled as a tyrant. The situation seemed hopeless. Ephesians 2:12. Because no one is able to live up to God's holy standards or achieve the righteousness that could bring us eternal life and reward. We all fall short, Romans 3:21 through 24. Our sin has earned and earns for us the just sentence of death, Romans 6:23. Therefore, every person should face a bleak and hopeless future, since at the last judgment we will all be found guilty of sin and rebellion against God and sentenced to the fires of hell. Now, for the good news. The good news is that God so loved His struggling creatures that He sent His Son, Jesus, the Messiah King, to save us from this horrible destiny. John 3:16. As the second Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, Jesus lived the way God intended for the first Adam to live. Jesus also sacrificed His life as God's Lamb, taking the guilt and the punishment for our sins and rebellion upon Himself so that we could be forgiven and our relationship with God restored, John 1:29. When Jesus rose again 3 days after His death, He emerged from the tomb as the glorious and victorious Lord. Anyone who believes this good news that Jesus died for our sins and is now the risen Lord will receive forgiveness, eternal life, and restoration to a right relationship with God, Romans 10:9-13. Through Jesus, who is the last Adam's resurrection, God inaugurated a new edition of humanity, Isaiah 53:10. All those who believe are born again by the Holy Spirit, John 3:3, who lives within every believer as the internal fountain of life, the revealer of truth, and the one who inspires, assists, and empowers us to live for God, John 7:37-39. This new generation of people are inwardly motivated to serve God, doing those things which bring joy to God's heart and blessings to other people, Philippians 2:13. How then should we live? Jesus taught His followers that everyone lives and dies, after which there will be a resurrection and a judgment, at which we will be rewarded or punished for what we believed and how we lived. Luke 14, 12 through 14, and Matthew 25, 31 through 36. Those who are born only once, physically or naturally, will die twice. They will die a physical death and one day be consigned to the lake of fire, which is called the second death. Revelations 20, 11 through 15. Those who are born twice, physically and spiritually, through the new birth, will only die once, physically. Their eternal life and destiny are secure. John 11, 25 through 26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus taught us to live in such a way that will maximize our eternal reward. Matthew 6, 19 through 20. If we believe Jesus' teachings and the gospel, we will live accordingly. We will put what God values at the top of our own priority lists. True believers will sacrifice what we cannot keep in order to gain that which we cannot lose. We will lay aside sin and selfishness in order to pursue the things that bring God glory and honor. We will make the Great Commission our top priority because others need to find out about this amazing offer from God called the gospel. John the Apostle summed it up very well in his first letter, chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. How we live reveals what we truly believe. What will your life, your values, your priorities, your choices, and your actions say about you at the last judgment?